Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always to be with you, and especially when I get to introduce you to again, once again, many times over the last 8 or 9 years, to our good friend Mike Mutzel. Mike is the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, and his next book coming out is going to be titled, They Don't Just Think That They're in Their Own Universe, They're Generation Y. Right, Mike?
Yeah, if I thought I could use that title and not have to pay you royalties, because I know how you are about that stuff.
I'll donate that to you, Mike. You can have that.
Attaboy. Thanks so much.
Michael R. Mutzel, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend, and he's the guy who talks to us about the generations. And, Mike, I said something in the first hour when I was telling the audience you were coming and what we were going to talk about. I said that in my career, long, multi-decade career, I've never seen a time when the generations, when there were as many generations active in the marketplace, and when those generations were as stratified, meaning clearly defined, highly defined lines between the generations as now. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree, you know, and it's really interesting in my research, as much as I, like you, we've been talking about generations a long time. I've been researching it since like 2003, 2004. But it's funny, man. In the last couple of years, I've seen more common denominators prop up. You know, I think even boomers have a lack of trust in their bosses and in management, where they used to be just kind of following whatever the manager said with blind trust.
Well, that's not a generational thing. That's a cultural thing, a societal thing that has been brewing now for a while. Primarily because of of what's happened to the economy.
Well, corporate America has earned it too, Jim.
Well, and Wall Street has contributed to that, and as my audience says, knows, Mike, I was saying what I just said about Wall Street long before anybody ever heard of Occupy Wall Street.
I know you were. And I think it's interesting because I used to preach that we would have to manage each of the generations and tweak our leadership style in just a slight way. And I think now we need to understand that trust and credibility issue, just because you're the guy that started the small business or your family started the small business, that inherent trust and I know what I'm doing just doesn't exist, not only with the younger employees under 40, but also our boomer employees as well.
You're saying that trust is not automatically presumed in the early stages.
Yeah, it used to separate the generations. You know, I can remember even 3 years ago, the research was 86% of employees under the age of like 35 had no trust or credibility in management, while the boomers and those 35 to 65, you know, it was more like 32-38%. You know, now the stats are coming in 65-70% across all generations. So I think there's still generational differences, especially in the perceptions of how they see the relationship.
Well, I think, and also, I'd like to know where some of those surveys are taken, because I don't think you'll get those same numbers on Main Street like you would get in corporate America.
Well, and that's interesting. Just as a generalization, and you and I both hate vast generalizations, but if you allow me 1 second.
Sometimes they're
fun. What they called in the elections the Bible Belt. I mean, down through the Midwest and small-town America, yeah, the stats are definitively
when I say Main Street, of course, I'm talking about small businesses versus big businesses.
Well, and we've talked about that for 8 years. I think small businesses have a tremendous advantage because of their flexibility. Just if you've got 5 employees or 8 employees or 30 employees, you tend to have a much more intimate relationship and understand what's going on in the personal lives of your employees And that's a huge benefit for small business.
Well, here's how it manifests. When things get tough, small business values don't change. When things get tough on corporate America and Wall Street, the values change. Because when things are tough and you have to tighten up, then you make decisions that are more numerical than human. And those decisions, you know, when you make them like that, it's just a lot different than when we lay off somebody in small businesses. Even the person who gets laid off knows that it really hurt the person who had to do it.
And hurt them personally as well as professionally.
That's exactly right.
Because
you're like family. So it makes a difference. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to get more. I want to get more into the generations with Mike. And we're going to try to clear some things up here. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.